Simon & Schuster Audio presents What I Ate in 1 Year and Related Thoughts, written by Stanley Tucci and read by the author.
To my wife Felicity, to my family, to my friends, to those I loved who are no longer at my table. A preamble. I never dream about food. At least there are no dreams I've had about food that I can remember. I dream about so many things, and like most people's, my dreams are wildly complex, nonsensical, and filled with twisted takes on past experiences or fears I've had or still have, like the inability to contact my wife Felicity or physically protect myself or a loved one. Often, I dream that I'm about to graduate high school, but have avoided going to math class all year and keep hoping that I'll get away with it and still be allowed to graduate. The dream is so real that I awaken in a state of terrible anxiety, believing that I'll be found out, won't be able to graduate, and will need to repeat my senior year until I suddenly realize that it was just a dream, and in fact, I am no longer in high school but in my 60s, and even though I'm still dreadful at math, I did indeed graduate and have gone on to lead a very full life. I also consistently have the classic, quote-unquote, actor's nightmare. This subconscious manifestation of a deep-rooted fear entails being on stage, naked, half-undressed, or in the wrong costume, filling in last minute for another actor, completely under-rehearsed, and not knowing one's lines. Ask any actor and they will tell you they've basically had the same dream. The irony is that I actually experienced it 20 years ago when I was doing a play that required me to be naked for the first 10 minutes or so, and at least once during those 10 minutes, I completely forgot my lines. Unfortunately, some dreams do come true. And then, of course, there's death. I dream a lot about death. The dead. Relatives, friends, and frequently my late wife Kate. It's been said that if we have unfinished business with someone or something in our lives, that event or person will visit us again and again in our dreams. I suppose it makes perfect sense. It's a way for our minds and hearts to deal with issues we've never fully dealt with. But as I said, even though food plays a huge part in my waking life, it never plays any part in my dreams. Maybe because I don't fear it. It just makes me happy. It doesn't provoke anxiety, and in fact, it may be the only significant aspect of my life that brings me peace.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?